Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location, this is Real Spoilers, episode 201, The March to 300 Begins.
It sounds like such a low number
it
now.
It does. 201.
Like, what's the point? 201. Nobody cares.
But 201, though, it's a milestone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, that's that's 204.
No, no,
the
no.
Real...
It's the milestone after 200. That's what it is.
Is that what...
Yeah.
I think we need to teach Joe what milestone means.
I think you need to... Google milestone define.
Yeah. Right, let me do that right now.
Yeah.
Continue.
It's okay. 214. That's 14 after the milestone 200.
Yeah, right. Like it's like some sort of math equation. Yeah. It's a milestone to the factor of 14. Episode 214.
Square root of 74.
Little do we know that Joe is an idiot savant.
Well, half right. The savant part's right.
Yeah. So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Dan is out sick this week.
I think Ghostbusters gave him an infection.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm probably going to check myself over after this episode.
So we are Danless. So but
no,
we want
no moral compass today, boys.
Yes,
it's all out on the table.
who knows what sort of dark recesses our minds could take us to
without Dan here to reel us in.
Right. So shameless plugs real quick. Don't forget that we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us tremendously. And we were talking last week. You could, if you don't know what to say, because some people, I think, want to leave reviews, but they don't know what to say.
Yep.
You could maybe recommend an episode that people can start with.
Or that you enjoy.
That you enjoy. Yeah. Say, hey, if you haven't dove in yet, because there's over 200 of these things. 201.
As of now.
Then you can start here. This was a good episode. This is my favorite episode.
And listen up, because I hear there may be a second episode this week. So look out for 202.
Oh, man.
Ooh, 202. Oh,
don't jump there. Don't overachieve.
A couple weeks, it'll be 210, 220, whatever it takes.
Whatever. That's good.
Nice.
So also, if you would like to join our League of Show Sharers, you can do that at our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. You can join the League of Show Sharers just like we had a good week.
We did.
Lots of people shared.
Are you talking about Lane LeVanway's League of Show Sharers?
Yes, exactly.
We're not careful. We're working for Lane.
Librarian Cynthia, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, I can't talk today. Travis Tewitt, Chris Sanders, Chris Sansosi, I think I'm saying it right now, Tom Comiskey, Jason Antris, Tammy Sherman Powers, Julian Jordan, Brent Smith, Linnea Thunsell, Nick Scott, and Chris Brown. We had a back and forth in the messages of our Facebook page.
We did. Well, Tom and I did.
With Zach Bach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced because that's how the musician pronounced it.
Sebastian.
But he said something that I found interesting. He was like, I'll be sure and share the show this week like I do every week. And I realize, like, I never say his name. And so
I wonder if he's...
I think he has his privacy settings set in such a manner.
Yeah, I was going to say. I know he always leaves comments and messages us, but I've never seen him.
Yeah, and so he was like, oh, I share it every week. And I was so, if you've never heard your name, Zach, and you're like, those sons of bitches.
can you go ahead and say Zach's name 201 times?
sure. Well, we didn't start the League of Show Sharers.
Yeah, we came
like,
at
150. Just give it 100.
Okay. Zach Box. I'll just do it. You go ahead and turn the box off. We'll do it like a music bed, like how Bob and Tom do laughter, like it just
because they can't get any on their own.
Right. We'll just have it constantly playing.
They used to do a Halloween episode where they would go to like a haunted house.
I think you're thinking of Steven DC.
Oh, okay. All
right. They used to do that.
All right. That was creepy.
And Dave Glover locally does it now.
Does he really?
Or he? I don't know if he's. He used to.
I have to check those out. Those always. It's almost like a War of the Worlds kind
of thing. Theater of the Mind.
Yes, exactly.
As they would call it.
Ooh. Exactly. It's kind of cool.
Fancy.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess
it's like old fashioned podcasts.
Old timey podcasts.
Back when I was a kid,
you had to hand crank your podcasts.
Back when you were a kid, you had to listen live.
When you were a kid, like I remember definitely the first podcast. I couldn't figure out how to get it from like iTunes. To the like I didn't you had to like download them from iTunes to your iPod, and then you had to delete it because there was all now you just listen there streaming on your phone.
Yeah.
Look at the world we live in.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's an amazing time. I didn't think I'd live long enough to see
to see podcast technology
advance.
We also had Zach gave me an opportunity to talk about Power Girl's boob window.
What?
Like, in her costume. He was talking about like he was reading some random comics and he was commenting on like the oversexed female costumes.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever you do, if you think those costumes are too sexy, don't look at Power Girls.
Yeah,
and
they actually
like,
sell.
Why?
You know how they have like regular versions of books and then they have like the prestige version. Right. They actually Power Girl, they would sell laminated.
They would. They have to. Because her costume is just it's like so she's Superman's cousin from Earth 2. So she I guess on Krypton they're built differently.
Sure.
So
that's the logic.
That's the logic. So it's like every version of her costume has like a boob window. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Always.
That just reminds me of one of the funniest parts of this movie we're going to talk about next episode.
Okay.
Don't you remember the part I'm talking about? You're talking about big boobs.
No.
In the
I
movie?
Don't. What are you?
Okay, we'll talk about next episode.
I really don't.
It was great.
Well, we will. Now that's a teaser.
Yeah.
A teaser on two levels. One, what are we talking about? Two, boobs.
Boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so, stay tuned.
Yeah, well, now
if
we
can last long enough.
We have to get.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait, my stamina is just fine. Thank you. Yeah. So it's not about stamina, it's about timing.
That's right.
All right, see you in an hour.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not for an hour.
Let's not go crazy.
I'm going to need some orange juice. I'm going to need some B12 shot.
Yeah. Some Gatorade just to get my electrolytes back.
Joe, you're going to have to go back to your part-time job as a fluffer.
Gatorade. I mean, I'm not judging you, but that's not the kind of sex I was talking about.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
Oh.
How are you spelling Gatorade?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So there's a box office
on that
way
note,
over here.
Let's turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready. Kevin,
can you imagine how quick that would have got shut down if Dan was here?
I do. Yes, I do.
Number one at the box office this weekend again, and number one for The Secret Life of Pets, bringing in 50.5 million. That's a 52% drop from a huge opening weekend. It is now at $203 million domestic. But wait, there's more. $42 million foreign.
Oh.
So,
It must not have rolled out yet.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, that's not a very... I mean, it's in Hong Kong, India, Israel, Norway, Taiwan, United Kingdom, and Vietnam. It's a pretty small...
Some weird countries. Weird countries to be like...
Hey.
I mean, when they're like, oh, it's in India and Vietnam.
Oh, right, so I was going to say, United Kingdom?
No,
what's
United
so weird
Kingdom
about
is
that?
Fine.
They eat blood pie.
Yeah.
Oh. That's pretty weird.
Well, every time I'm like, you know what, I would try that. Nope.
No.
And then I see it. I was like, no, I wouldn't.
It's all about what you're used to.
I guess that has to be it.
Because then people are like, goat's milk. And I'm like, well, cow's milk? Why is that?
Yeah.
You're just used to it.
And yeah, just the idea of congealed blood in sausage form.
Yeah.
Does nothing for me.
Well,
not doing too bad for herself.
Not going to lie. I did not think that was going to be number one.
I think that it's going to pick up some steam once it hits a wider release. But still, not too bad for a movie with, what, an $80 million budget, we said?
Yeah, yeah, it was very inexpensive.
Yeah, so in 2 weeks, $215, $80 million budget without full overseas release.
Oh, good. We made up for Minions. No, wait, that made a bunch of money, didn't it?
Sure, that made a billion dollars.
Minions made a ton of money.
Oh, it made a ton of money. It was awful, but it made a ton of money.
Yeah so they're not...
Stupid Twinkies.
They're not having any issues. Send all your Minions memes to Joe at realspoilers.com. Maybe Tom will finally stop getting them in his on his wall. So, number two, the movie of the day. Who are you going to call? No, I'm sorry. Answer the call.
Answer the call.
Answer the call. Ghostbusters 2016. $43 million on a $144 million budget.
Man.
They cannot be happy.
Absolutely
with
that.
Not.
No. That's
swing and a miss.
That is shocking, honestly.
But I mean, with all the bad word around
that's the
it,
only thing
I mean,
I can think is that
you have to think that people are just puzzled to go, you know, whether or not to go. I mean, you know, sure, it's got a majority of positive reviews, but with weeks and months of turmoil and, you know, people thinking it looks bad trailers. It's just people.
And I will say most of the positive reviews aren't glowing. They're like,
no,
that was like, solid.
It was better than I expected.
Well, yeah.
And I think the problem is, too, is that honestly, and we'll get into it, but most of the positive reviews are like, ha, it's not terrible like you guys thought. Like, I mean, that's
is
like...
It, is it really ha?
Right.
Is yeah. that, you know,
but it is
if,
like
if,
every...
If it makes like $125 million, then you'd be like, ha, yeah. told
but,
you.
But they're not talking about... I mean, these are reviews that came out before the box
no,
office.
No, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's money aside. It's people going, it really isn't awful. Or, ha, you know, it wasn't
it's
terrible.
Just,
all you fanboys... You
well,
know.
It's just a shame because like douchebags have completely controlled the conversation.
They
about
really...
This film.
They have. I agree
and,
completely.
And it's just sad because that the movie can't exist on its own, and this happens with movies every once in a while. Not, I don't know that we've ever seen it to this degree on a film.
Do you think, but, like, there are films that you should just not touch as far as like remaking them?
I think so.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously,
I mean, you're
like,
welcome to do anything, but there are things that I think you just don't.
I mean, I think that have the highest of regard in like the nerd community. Let's say that. So, like, I would say
unless they're clamoring for it,
I would say like Back to the Future.
Don't touch Back to the Future.
I don't know how you would touch Back to the Future because it's so driven by Michael J. Fox.
I would agree.
You know, like it's not a concept. So I mean, I know what it's
well,
a concept.
I mean, I'm a fan of Eric Stoltz. Yeah. Who's Michael J. Fox?
did you ever see that stuff?
Yeah.
He is in a different movie.
He You're was. Fired. And that's why I got rid of him. Yeah.
Wow.
But like, you know, that movie lives and dies so much on Michael J. Fox that it's like, I don't know
if there's another actor that could pull that off.
That would be pretty tall order. And
you think they go dark with it? Where like he does have sex with his mother?
No, I don't
want
to.
That went dark quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I think
like,
that's,
look, we got to do something to make it completely different.
But that's one. Just don't touch that. I think there are movies. I think unless you have the fan community saying reboot this, or especially if you have a bad. I mean, it's different if you have a bad movie. That really, reboot this. But like, if there's a 30-year-old movie,
what's interesting though is even when they were trying to make a third one with the original cast back when that was possible.
Yeah.
there were still a lot of people that were like, leave it alone.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I would say.
I mean, I feel like
after two.
And here's the thing, though. I've never really, I've personally, and Ghostbusters is my childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie came out when I was 13.
Okay.
So,
I feel like I saw it in theaters. I know I saw it in theaters.
You might be remember seeing Ghostbusters 2.
No. So when I was a kid, I did not like things changing into other things. The scene where Gozer comes out of the statue for the first time.
Spoiler alert.
I was done.
Yeah.
I was like, we got to go. I don't want to see any more that my aunt took me. I was like, I don't want to see this anymore.
Maybe she took you to one of those like.
It could have been like a dollar show.
Yeah, when were you born?
82.
It came out in what year?
84.
So I was three.
That'd be rough.
Give or take.
I guess if she didn't. I mean, that seems like a little adult. The first one for
I absolutely remember being when the claws come out of the statue.
Well, I can see that. Like, I mean, that movie, I mean, the first one is pretty creepy. Like, for a 2 or 3 year old, I mean, I probably wouldn't have my 6 year old watch the first one yet. Like, I just think it's a little.
I would let my kid watch this one before that one.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This one is definitely more all audiences.
Yeah.
And then, like, the more dirty jokes are discreet, like, they would go over their head.
Right,
you know, there's nothing. This isn't like a Bridesmaids. Like, they're not just like. In waffles,
yeah.
You know, it's just like
a ghost doesn't eat out Kate McKenna.
Yeah. Well, did you stay till after the after credits? After the you know, this country paid subsidized this movie and Columbia TriStar copyright, and then after that,
oh, that's
it's the after the boring credits.
Gotcha. But I was going to say, with Ghostbusters, I never really saw, in my head, it was never a franchise. They made a good movie.
Yeah.
They made a bad movie, and then there was a kids cartoon. Like that, you know, like
there are two kids cartoons. Doesn't count. Well, there was like the Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters.
There was a Ghostbusters, which was like.
Ghostbusters had nothing to do with Ghostbusters.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it was like a Filmation.
Okay, the Filmation Ghostbusters. Okay, so.
The one with the monkey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason for that is in the 70s, there was a show with Forrest Tucker and Larry Storch, who you remember from F Troop.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had a show called Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And when they made, so then they made the movie Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Not realizing that there was a TV show called Ghostbusters, because it only lasted like 6 or 8 episodes. It didn't last very long.
Right.
And so then they had to go and license the name Ghostbusters from the people who own this television show. Right.
Okay.
And so they made a deal that they could license the name for the film. And that's all they made the deal for. They never envisioned that they would want to turn it into
that
a
it
cartoon.
It would be a thing.
Right. So when they went to make a cartoon out of it, they didn't own the rights to the name.
Okay.
And then when Ghostbusters, the movie, was such a hit, the people that owned the name realized we could make a cartoon out of it.
And they did.
And so they made a cartoon called Ghostbusters based on the TV show that nobody remembered.
Did they have a monkey on the TV show?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, all right.
And so then that's why the Ghostbusters had to be called the real Ghostbusters. Even though, oddly enough, the other Ghostbusters was the real,
real Ghostbusters.
Yeah. But
the really real Ghostbusters.
I remember renting those at like Blockbuster.
See, here's the thing to remember. Here's the takeaway from this. The superior product, when in doubt, has real in the title.
Yes. Is that the way it works?
That is the way it works, yes.
Well, we're going to come out with a cartoon called R-E-E-L Ghostbusters. Yeah, right.
And we just sit around and talk about Ghostbusters. God,
yeah, they had they would have those sitting next to each other, like at the
Joe
video store.
Joe would be played by a monkey.
Yes.
Oh, so Joe will be funny.
Zing.
Yeah. They would put those side by side. I remember taking it home and just being like,
yeah,
where's Slimer and Venkman?
No, the
and
first time
everybody?
You're on Netflix and you click on Ghostbusters because you're expecting that the real Ghostbusters.
Right, you're like,
and
what
you
is
see a
this?
Bunch of monkeys getting chased, a monkey chased by a ghost in the opening credits or whatever with a wacky song.
They're driving like the Beverly Hillbillies car.
Yeah, that opening song is like flashing lights and it's like,
I had a seizure is what happened.
Yeah. You're just like, this is not the one
I remember.
Did I ever tell you about my son, an animation cell from Real Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like in the fallow period for Ghostbusters. It was probably like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
And nobody was really talking about Ghostbusters. And I was just online like, I wonder if there's anything I could afford that's original animation.
That's awesome.
You know?
What is it?
And it's just Venkman and Slimer against some
what
background like on a farm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I was like, and here's the thing. You don't even want to know. But you want to know.
I do want to know.
How much I paid for it.
So it's just one cell?
It's just one cell of...
At the low point of Ghostbusters hysteria?
Yeah.
$100.
$1.
$8.
Woo!
I'm coming down.
Shipped. Shipped?
So the guy,
insane.
So the guy, if he just stumbled upon it, he ended up making profit like $3.
Yeah,
if
right,
he just
right.
found it
That's
somewhere.
Crazy.
Yeah,
they're starting to put those back out now.
The cells?
No, the DVDs.
Oh yeah,
like the DVDs and Blu-rays are starting to show back up. Like so IDW does a Ghostbusters comic book that's really funny. And I just was searching it on Amazon, and they were like, you may also like volumes 1, 2, and 3 of the Real Ghostbusters. And I was like,
Based on the cartoon?
Yeah.
So it's like the Real Ghostbusters comic?
So there's sort of. So it's your main characters, but then there's like a weird crossover where like they cross over with the cartoon versions of themselves.
Oh.
It's pretty good. Dan Shaining, I think, is the artist on it.
Now, I never watched any of the cartoons, really, because by the time they came out, I was like in college. Right?
Oh,
and
God, if you're in college, you don't watch cartoons.
But
who
it was
would
like
do
a,
that?
It was a kid.
It was a Saturday morning cartoon.
It wasn't one of those cartoons that was better than, you know what I mean?
Batman.
Oh no,
Batman's Batman to me is the only one that really transcends.
I totally
Animaniacs.
I totally never watch cartoons, guys. I totally get it. Yeah, never.
But. So I noticed a lot of hatred for Extreme Ghostbusters.
Extreme Ghostbusters.
What is that?
So it was
what was the difference and why is it so hated?
So do you remember?
Was it Extreme Ghostbusters?
No, I think it was just like the word Extreme. Okay. Do you remember? So there was Masters of the Universe, right?
Of course.
And then do you remember when they tried to reboot it and made it like He-Man in space?
Okay.
It was kind of like,
I remember the Partridge Family in space.
Really?
That was
what?
That was a thing.
So Gilligan went to space. Gilligan went to space. The Partridge Family went to space.
Sure, Jason Voorhees went to space. The Leprechaun went to space.
Buzz Aldrin went to space.
Is that where we just ship the people off to? Oh yeah, Hulk.
Hulk went to space.
Hulk, yeah, see ya, right, like, yeah. Just Hulk's up there with Jason, with Gilligan, the Partridge Family, just smashing.
Smashes the universe.
Yeah, Partridge Family 2200 AD, aka the Partridge Family in outer space. A 30-minute Saturday morning animated series and animated spinoff based on the 1970-74 ABC sitcom The Partridge Family.
Huh.
So
that's a weird choice. And Extreme Ghostbusters was just like a young version, a young hip version of Ghostbusters, and it was just, they tried to capitalize on the name.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was like it's just another reboot of the cartoon that they tried to make everybody younger and kids.
Hmm. Oh,
it's like the new Scooby-Doo. It
was Ghostbuster Babies.
Yeah, kind I was gonna of, say like Muppet Babies.
Kind, not like babies, but like teenagers.
Oh.
Yeah, and Slimer was an even bigger character because they were like, yeah, he's funny.
Slimer,
I guess.
I don't know. Slimer always seemed like the scrappy do of Ghostbusters.
Well, yeah. The first,
like,
one,
when they made him like the mascot,
right?
Like that.
Right,
was
right,
like,
right.
You know,
did Slimer have a girlfriend in that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was
quite weird. Just curious.
That was a weird twist.
No reason. Just wondering.
A twist?
We can call
that, I guess, as far as like...
Spoiler alert.
They call that a twist?
I guess, yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking to a shocking revelation.
Did you hear an audible gasp, a collective gasp in the theater?
I heard a couple of those, but they were for different reasons.
So anyway, Ghostbusters, about $100 million shy of its budget this weekend, and I don't think it's increasing, so...
No, it's going to get swallowed up. I think, isn't Jason Bourne next week?
No, Star Trek is next week.
And then Bourne after that.
And Ice Age, the cash grab, is next week.
At least they're owning it. Yeah.
I appreciate the frankness. You know, like, don't talk down to me. It's cash
grab. We know.
It's cash grab, kids.
Ray Romano needs a paycheck.
And then Jason Bourne, I think, is the following week.
Yeah, so it's going to get swallowed up. It's going to get swallowed up in the summer madness.
I don't think it's good enough I don't think word of mouth will save.
No.
Can you see what Hot Pursuit did, out of curiosity?
I can, and I will.
Oh, Hot Pursuit did awful.
It did?
Oh, yeah. Hot Pursuit. I mean, I don't even know if Hot Pursuit even hit $43 million.
No, what was
you're not thinking of Hot Pursuit. You're thinking of the heat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Heat.
The Hot Pursuit.
Sorry.
I'm like, Hot Pursuit.
Which one was Hot Pursuit?
Was Reese Witherspoon and Sophia Vergara or whatever.
A really bad remake of like Midnight Run? I think that's kind of what
it was. I mean, it was kind of what it was, but it was brutal.
Ugh.
The Heat made $159 million domestic and $70 million foreign.
Okay. Well, I was thinking maybe like it had a slow start, but that did not have a slow start.
Now, opening weekend, $40 million. So it did almost as much as this reboot of a beloved franchise. So, Ghostbusters should be bigger than The Heat.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
Yes. Especially with these actresses, like,
oh yeah, you have
Kristen
Wiig
in the White Project, in the Right Project, Melissa McCarthy in the Right Project, should be able to open to $40 million,
yeah, easily
on their own
by themselves.
Put them together and then with the name, like, this should have been at least a $70-80 million opening weekend.
I'd agree.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see how that goes in the upcoming weeks. Number three, The Legend of Tarzan, Joe's favorite shirtless movie of the summer.
It's Batman versus Superman.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
For 1 second.
Right.
Someone was telling a joke the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about superhero movies and how if you're in a superhero movie, you have to get ripped. I think it was Dana Carvey on Comedy Bang Bang I was talking about. Yeah. He's like, all these superheroes, wouldn't you hate to have to be in a big Hollywood movie and have to train for like, you know, 20 weeks and get super ripped so you take your shirt off for 3 seconds? And it's like,
it's actually, when you look at Hemsworth in this one, you can tell. Like, he looks deflated.
Yeah.
Like, someone just popped him because he looks...
Oh, yeah, because he hasn't been in Thor for a while.
Significantly smaller.
You can't maintain...
Movie.
That's why to maintain that type of muscle is ridiculous. So, like...
And when do they find time to fight crime?
They're just constantly working out.
They're constantly in the gym.
Oh, pulling those tires, doing those chin-ups, you know, doing the salmon ladder.
Yeah, he's got, like, the...
It's like, hey, while
tire
I...
chain
hey,
stomach.
Criminal, while I just have apprehended you, would you mind if I also bench-pressed you?
Whatever, they'd be gassed.
I mean, if you're Spider-Man, you can just web them up.
Yeah,
and
they'd be gassed by, like, they're running. Like, oh, man, I'm carrying all this muscle mass. I'm worn out.
Yeah.
I forgot to do cardio.
Yeah. So, The Legend of Tarzan came in at number 3 in week 3. So, that one's actually...
You're going to get a sequel.
I mean, I'm pretty surprised. I mean, this one might end up making more than Ghostbusters domestically, honestly. Yeah. It's in week 3, only a 47% drop with $11.1 million this weekend. It came in at 100, or it has 103 million domestic so far. And switching over to the foreign side, 56 million, so not a huge amount, but still it's at a little over 150 million worldwide so far on a $180 million budget. So obviously it's not tremendous, but it's catching up to its budget. And
the resurgence of the golden age heroes is not upon us. It's not
happening. Oh, back to Ghostbusters real quick.
Yeah.
Did you see it's not getting released in China?
Why?
At all.
Do they have a reason as to why?
China has this weird kind of arcane rule about they don't...
I thought it was like if you had something that's anti-China.
But also they don't like movies with ghosts.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What was that animated movie that was the number one movie? Wasn't that about ghost monsters or something?
Attack on Titan?
No. What was...
I know the movie you're talking about.
The number one highest grossing animated thing in the world or whatever.
It's the difference if it's a cartoon.
Yeah, maybe. I thought that was about, like, ghost... I thought that was a ghost movie. I could be wrong, but...
Poltergeist, the animated series.
Yeah, that was it.
The Mermaid? Monster Hunt.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So isn't that kind of like... Maybe it's different, but...
Maybe it's because it's animated. Maybe it's not as real.
But really, so because it has ghosts, I mean, that's a huge...
And apparently the original Ghostbusters, they had translated to... The title for this one gets translated as to, like, Superpower Dare Die Team or something.
My God.
And, that's right. And the original one was, like, Ghost Power Dare Die Team. And that they, like, tried to take Ghost out of the title to get it through. And I'm like, the entire movie's about ghosts. Like, you can...
All ghosts.
Like, yeah. You know, you can take Debbie Does Dallas and
just
and
say
call, and
call, Dallas Cheerleaders
and call it Pollyanna, but it's still like about 3 seconds in.
It's what we say. It's 2 seconds of talking and 90 minutes of
like,
vagina.
Like, it's like they're just not going to.
No.
Oh, look, it is evil hologram monster attacking us.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't think that's going to fly.
No.
So anyway, Legend of Tarzan catching up. That movie actually has not had a full foreign release yet. I mean, it's only in like 12 different countries right now. So with it catching up to its budget. And,
that's impressive.
You know, it's still making money. Again, not a huge success by any means.
Did the guy that directed that, did he do Harry Potter?
Yeah, that's David Yates. Or is it David Yates?
Did he do like the last three?
Yes. He's okay. The one that took over for... Yeah.
Took over for who?
He took over like for 5 and then did like... 5, 6, 7, and 8, I think.
Okay.
7. Is 7 and 8 the same?
I thought they
movie,
were
right?
toggling back and forth. Like
no, once
for
he took over, he
did he do them?
Okay. No, because it was the first two were
Chris Columbus.
No, the first one was Chris.
No, two.
No, oh, he did the second
two.
One too.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. The third one was
Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah, that's the third one,
which was
he
awesome.
Did a Harry Potter movie.
Yes, that's why
that's
they look
why
so
they,
good.
That's why they became good.
The tone completely shifted. So he did Prison of Azkaban, which
and that became
amazing.
The template for the movies
moving
forward. Oh my gosh, the change between the kids' movie Chris Columbus and Alfonso Cuarón.
I came late to the Harry Potter.
I did as well.
And so like I watched the first two, and I was like, I mean, they're decent, but
kids
I was like,
movies,
I was like, why do people love these so much? And then I got to the third one, and I was like, sweet baby Jesus!
oh, that
this
is why.
I'm like, this is a that's a movie.
Yeah. That is a beautiful looking movie. Like,
I
seriously,
had no idea he did that.
And from there, they were like, oh, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And
like
then,
the Marvel kind of template, you know? It's
template,
like this is Harry Potter. So yeah. Then it went to I can't remember who did the fourth one. I mean, I'm not huge in my Harry
Justin
Potter.
Justin Lin.
Yeah, Justin Lin did the fourth one.
Perfect.
And then I think Yates did 5, 6, and then 7 split. Too. I'm pretty sure, but yeah, he ended up finishing it. So yeah, competent director. I mean,
sure,
obviously he made some big movies, but I think the problem with that one has to be the source material. I mean, Tarzan is just kind of an old-timey, you know, people aren't clamoring for the new Tarzan
movie.
Maybe the older audience, and again, it's making decent money.
They're just now getting in the theater.
right. That's why it's a number 3 in week 3, you're right. It's Dan's theory of So anyway, we'll see if that one ends up breaking its budget. It just might do it.
And just real quick, Monster Hunt appears to only be about monsters.
Okay.
So ghosts don't count.
Gotcha.
Okay. Interesting.
Is that like a Pokemon reboot? Isn't that what Pocket Monsters is?
I don't know. If I got to hear one more. God.
Oh, remember. It's not going away, Joe.
Jesus.
It's not going away.
They're like zombies out there.
In 1 week. So like Candy Crush, a game that Tom is
a big fan
holds
of.
Near and dear to his heart.
He's playing it right now.
Yeah. Candy Crush Saga in 2014, I believe, raked in $1.4 billion in in-app purchases. $1.4 billion in 14.
That's crazy.
So it was among one of the highest, you know, played games of all time. Right. Pokemon out for 1 week, the highest downloaded, most popular mobile app of all time. Not unless you want to. It has in-app.
Yeah, it's got in-app.
But in 1 week, it has beaten a game that made $1.4 billion in a year.
I don't understand that.
1 week. It's just a phenomenal. I think it's like the four quadrant hit. You have to think about it. You've got nostalgia. You've got
kids that still play.
And you have boys and girls.
Yep.
Right.
That's a good point.
I mean, it hits everyone. Older people, they play with their kids, or you play it yourself. Or it's just, it hits everyone.
That's where Crystal's at. She took the kids out Pokemon.
Oh, really?
Seriously, yeah. No, we're all playing it at home.
Pokemon hunting.
I mean, your kid would love it. I take my son out, and you go to a park or whatever, and you walk around. And
get robbed.
Well, you're always strapped, right?
Or find dead bodies.
That's a risk whenever you leave the house. Right. I mean,
we do live in St. Louis, Joe. Yeah, you do realize this, right?
It's not the fault of Pokemon.
Yeah, you're going to blame Pokemon?
I'm going to blame Pokemon. Yeah. How dare you get people out of their houses?
Joe's mad because now to play a game, he has to go outside. He's like, damn it, WWE 2K16 doesn't make me go outside.
Yeah, I can just beat up people on my PlayStation.
Yeah. Every time I try to watch you play that game, you don't accept my request.
Probably because I don't play it.
Oh, you're always online playing it, it says. Who's playing it?
Nobody.
Oh,
I may have been playing it like once, and I was I want to watch something on Netflix.
Because on PS4, you can see all your friends are online, and you can request to like watch streaming their game.
Really?
So every time I'm like,
I didn't realize you. That's creepy.
Well, you have to accept.
Yeah, but still.
So like, I'm like, oh, Joe's playing WWE. Let me click watch request.
Make sure I'm not playing like, you know.
Kevin likes to watch.
Yeah. Just like to watch those big oily guys beat each other up.
You don't see the oil in the game, Kevin. You just scored an oil on your TV.
Have you seen Triple H come out?
No. Oh, it's not oil.
Yeah.
He makes his own oil.
Oh, yeah.
See, again, no damage.
That's a DLC.
Downloadable content.
Trademark Real Spoilers Lane. That's ours.
Yeah, don't touch it.
No. He can have that one.
Hold on. Let me just pause for insert. No.
Come on.
Anyway, a little indie flick we like to call Finding Dory came in number four this weekend with $10.9 million. That's a 48% drop. Guess how much domestic, Joe? $445 million in 5 weeks domestic. Wow. Would you like to guess the foreign gross?
Is it? Yeah, no.
221. Yeah. So it is approaching worldwide.
Would you like to guess the foreign gross in each country in the currency of that country?
Remember to convert. The pound is dropping.
Yeah,
so
the pound is dropping rapidly.
Yeah. Finding Dory has another 220 million foreign, and it's approaching 675 million worldwide.
Wow.
That's so awesome. So it is the number two highest grossing animated film of all time.
That's fantastic.
Number two. So number one is Shrek 2.
Which is still weird. Like, I'm still shocked that Shrek 2 is the one that's the highest grossing. Because I feel like there's been such good stuff. Like Frozen.
Yeah.
Like, how is Frozen not number one?
And Shrek 2 did it before 3D, before IMAX.
Yeah. Right.
And with lower ticket prices.
Yeah. But Shrek 2 was pretty good, right?
Shrek 2 was great.
3 was terrible.
3 was awful.
And I enjoyed 4.
4 was the Back to the Future one? Where, like, he goes back and, like, everything's messed up.
It was like It's a Wonderful Life for
sure. Yeah. Right, okay.
I actually thought the fourth one was pretty
good.
The third one was not good.
I thought fourth was really
redeeming.
The third
one I wanted to punch in the face.
Yeah. No, coming off the third one, when I went to see four, I'm like, ugh. And then I watched it, like, this is good. They redeemed themselves. So, really, three is the only black sheep. So,
or Green Ogre.
Yeah. You know how third movies are. It's just...
Yeah, don't... Because they could just skip the third movie. It's almost like not putting the 13th floor on your, like, building.
You should just skip the third movie. No, this is actually the fourth. Or come out with some obscure third movie.
Right.
Have a... What is it? Asylum? Are they the ones that come out with
this? Yes.
Have Asylum actually make your third movie, because it's going to be bad. Why not just give it to them?
Give it to them.
The fourth one can be good, and you'd be like, well, that doesn't count. That was an Asylum movie, you know? So anyway, we'll see what Dory does here in the upcoming weeks.
Just completely pretend like they never happened, like Alien.
That's right.
Alien's off 3 and 4.
Oh.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's what I thought they were doing. That they're completely writing off Alien 3 and Resurrection.
So the new one, the new one coming out, is going to pick up with 2?
2 left off.
Interesting.
Wait, but the new one is a prequel.
I didn't think it was.
No, no, no. You're thinking of Prometheus.
Yeah, but...
But he's also doing, like, another Alien movie.
Oh, another Alien. Okay, yeah, the second one is a prequel and a sequel to Prometheus, and then an Alien movie. Okay, got it.
Alien, like, not... Alien Resurrection was the fourth one.
I think so.
Now...
Alien Divergent.
Now, Ridley Scott is actually directing Alien, so Blomkamp got the Blomkamp on that one.
Oh, he did?
I'm pretty sure that Ridley Scott... The Blomkamp stuff is not going to happen.
Yeah, and that looked so amazing.
Yeah, because you had, like... You had Ripley was back, and then you had Hicks with, like, his face was all messed up.
Are you sure, and you're sure that Scott isn't just taking over Prometheus? Like, he's doing... Because I heard that, too, that he was doing Alien stuff again.
Like, Blomkamp may have been...
Man.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, and I wonder if that has to do with Chappie and...
Has to be.
Because, I mean, seriously, District 9 was great. Elysium, aside from Jodie Foster stuff, but, like, there was some good-looking stuff in that
movie. Yeah, but that was not a good movie.
That wasn't great, but, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, there were some good visuals and sci-fi stuff in that one, like, as far as getting the sci-fi element down for Alien, I think. Chappie was just a mess, I think we can all agree. So, like, I mean, I feel like the guy had it in him, but, I mean, definitely.
I think he should have stopped doing original material and tried to, like, transition into a studio director or something.
Yeah, maybe. But that's unfortunate because all the concept material was amazing, good concept art, Alien stuff. If Ridley Scott's doing it, you know, he'll probably, you know, it's his thing, so he'll probably just start from scratch.
He's going to go to, like, Geiger's
vault.
Yeah, this will work, exactly.
So anyway, we'll see what Finding Dory does in the upcoming weeks, but it looks like it's going to be beating Shrek 2's record pretty soon. So good for it, and well deserved. It's a good movie. Number five, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I was surprised to see this one so high on the list, and its second week in release. It's it made $7.3 million, a 56% drop, so that's $31 million domestic. I mean, with as much as it got railed, I figured it would drop faster, but I guess as far as adult comedies
it's
go,
the only rated R comedy out there,
yeah, right rated now. R stuff. I mean, if you want to go see a raunchy comedy, I mean, that's it.
It probably has a better pedigree than like Bad Grandpa.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm
it can't be as bad. I think that was January this year, right? Wasn't that bad? February, January?
Was it really?
Yeah,
I don't remember. They all blur together.
But that is still my number one worst movie of 2016.
That was pretty bad.
And not in a good way.
No.
Or no, because it was dirty. It wasn't Bad Grandpa. It was Dirty Grandpa. Yeah. Bad Grandpa
bad
was
Grandpa
good.
Was Jackass.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Bad yeah. Grandpa was...
That's right.
That was funny.
It was funny you were saying Bad, but I was
Did
thinking...
Did I say Bad Grandpa?
But yeah. I was thinking Sorry. Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah. No, you know what I meant. It's hard to...
Yeah.
But Dirty Grandpa, that movie was so bad.
Yeah. Because Bad Grandpa, that's the grandpa on your mother's side.
Yeah.
Dirty Grandpa. On your father's
yeah
side.
Correct that's yeah. the difference yeah.
yeah yeah so anyway Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates that's up over $30 million on a $33 million budget. So I mean, as far as profit goes, I mean, it looks like this thing's gonna be dipping into a little bit of profit soon, and you know, that's more than we could say for Ghostbusters right now. So you know, it's just it's interesting to see how those things work. The lower it's like the Blumhouse effect,
it's
lower budgets, and
if you can do it on the cheap and you can put it out there and it gets just enough attention, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. So number six, The Purge, Election Year.
Speaking
our movie from last week, that was the big old episode 200. That brought in $6 million in week three. That's a 52% drop. It is now at $70 million, though. That was a $10 million budget?
Yeah.
$70 million on a $10 million budget.
So we're getting a Purge 4.
Oh, absolutely.
The prequel.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I would think, since they've outlawed it now, unless they just want to go on some rogue renegade purge.
No, I mean, at the end of that movie, they were like,
they said that
there's riots that
the Purge supporters are like rioting.
Yeah,
the street,
I mean, I think they set it up so you could go that way, but I feel like the story they were going to go with how the Purge came to be might be at least a little, maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Whatever. If it costs $10 million, they're like, yeah, man, whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
It's literally whichever is cheapest.
Right.
Yes, correct.
Let's see. $10 million, $5 million. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Go with that one, yeah.
It's the Aldi's of film franchises.
It is.
Hey, I shop at Aldi's.
So do I.
All right, good.
Sometimes.
It's great.
I shop at Aldi.
Oh, well, all right.
Excuse me.
No, you're all right. I think I'm the only person that calls it Aldi. Every single person says Aldi's. I don't know how that started.
Is there an S on the end of it? Is there not
there's
an
not.
S?
No, it's called Aldi.
Maybe I'm just go. All right.
Isn't that fine? But everyone calls it
That's
Aldi's.
That's true, yeah.
I think it's because, like, Deerberg's locally,
shop
Schnucks
and save.
Locally. Well, like,
no, I'm
shop, do you go to the Shop and Save?
When I used to work at National Supermarkets, I can't tell you how many checks got written out to Nationals.
Yeah,
weird.
I think locally, it's because you have these names and it's like their grocery store, possessive. So, anyway, The Purge Election, you're making money. So, Purge 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20 have been greenlit.
Yeah, I have to look at their slate and see what they've got coming up. because usually they've got like four or five in the pipeline.
Yeah, they probably do, I'm sure. And number seven, Central Intelligence in week five, still sticking around, 5.1 million with only a 36% drop. So I think, again, like, and maybe this is the, I mean, I know that it's 5 weeks later, but maybe this is the counter programming to Ghostbusters. If you've heard bad things, you don't know what to expect from Ghostbusters, you don't have the love for the original, like, this is a popular comedy, you know, that's aimed at young adults. So, I mean, same demo.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's weird, though, like, Batman vs. Superman got awful press.
Right.
And it still made a bunch of money.
Oh, Transformers 4
made
over a billion.
So I'm just wondering, like, where Ghostbusters, like, missed it.
Because it's not all about reviews. It's about what people are saying about it.
Yeah, but people were saying that they were awful. Like, even people, we know going into Batman vs. Superman, people were railing that movie.
Yeah.
And it still made, I mean, 900.
Too big to fail, I guess.
But I guess it's when you say Superman, yeah, Batman, just, I guess those characters kind of transcend.
It's just interesting that, like, the nerd outrage is, like, everyone's saying, this movie's awful, and they're like, we don't care. We love these characters so much. We'll go see this movie even though you're telling us it's bad.
Yeah.
Where in this situation, there's a segment of the population that made up their mind that this was a bad movie, and there were, and almost all the critics were going, no, it's pretty decent.
Right.
And they were like, nope, it's still awful.
It's weird. It's the politicization.
I don't think I'm saying it right, but you know what I mean? It's been politicized. People, it's like politics. People have decided before.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they've already chosen their side, and
they're sticking to it.
They're not going to, like
the guy in The Purge.
Yeah,
it's true.
Mitt Romney
or anyone in your Facebook feed.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. You ain't kidding.
Or everybody online. Lord. Or the Facebook comments of a news station.
I like any Facebook post that it's somewhere in the middle of it has, or like with the memes, you know, that say, now do you understand? I just like, I don't care what side. I've seen posts like that where I'm a green. I'm like, that makes a good point. And they're like, now do you understand? I'm like, oh, go eat it. Like, you, I just like, I just hate that.
I do.
Like,
I what, can't stand that
what,
either.
What possibly, like, it, when you choose that phrase, you're not trying to get anyone to agree with you.
No, you're just trying to shove it down their face.
You can't.
No, you dummy.
Right. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that is pretty lame. Not lame is Central Intelligence with $117 million domestic, another almost $50 million foreign. So you're talking about over $165 million worldwide on a $50 million budget.
Rock's got that draw power.
That's a success right there. And did you read about The Rock being the highest paid actor?
I did see that.
Do you know what that means? Like,
he gets a dollar a movie, but he's in 40 million movies.
Yeah, right.
Is it
I have to believe it's like annual gross. Like how much he's been paid over the year?
Yeah, because he's in so many.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I don't think he's like making more money than, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody, some other massive
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, he's not making more money. He's not making more money than Daniel Day-Lewis, who does one goddamn movie a year and gets an Oscar.
I don't think Daniel Day-Lewis makes that much money on.
You don't
movies.
Think he does?
I don't like, think he's don't in think it for the money.
I mean, I think he. I mean. I would rather trade paychecks.
Sure. Yeah.
But when you're listing Hollywood's highest paid actors, I'm thinking Daniel Day-Lewis is not at the
Do you
top
think
of that
he's
list.
The highest like one of the highest paid per like how often he's in stuff?
No.
No.
Okay.
He's doing artsy type movies
art house movies. He's not doing movies that are swinging for the fences.
That's
he's
true.
Doing,
he's just
know,
doing like the
he wants the class, Oscar
classy,
and the
right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Quick note on The Rock. My son has been playing WWE 2K16 a lot lately.
But the non-oil version.
Yeah.
Because he's a kid.
He's a kid. I mean,
come
Joe.
On.
Yeah,
come on, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not the one that brought up the oil version.
Anyway, Joe, if you could just stop for a second. I'm talking about my son.
Sorry.
So he's been playing that. And, you know, they do like the Hall of Fame this day in WWE history. Yeah. And yesterday's was The Rock and Rikishi. Well, and they ran over Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Rock didn't.
Wait, the Rock was a tag team partner with the monkey from Lion King?
No. So Rikishi did.
Rikishi ran over. So they showed like Rikishi ran over Stone Cold Steve Austin and then
I did it for The Rock.
Yeah. And then Rikishi lost The Rock, the WWE championship.
Yes.
And so The Rock came out Rikishi was in the middle of this, the ring, and The Rock comes out to his music, and he's got sunglasses on.
Of course he does. He's The Rock.
And he's just staring at the camera like, it's just funny to see The Rock and how far he's come, because
he was a character. Like 97 to like 2000 to when he left and came back. Like, he was a completely different character.
He only refers to himself as The Rock.
Yes.
He's like, now The Rock's got to do what The Rock's got to do.
You should Google. There's a, you look on YouTube, there's a, when he was just becoming a good guy, he had laryngitis. Okay. And he was trying to cut a promo, and he couldn't get through it because his voice kept cracking. Uh-huh. So Mick Foley's in the ring, live TV, openly making fun of The Rock. And The Rock can do nothing but laugh.
That's funny.
Like, it is fantastic. That's awesome. he was definitely like,
it was just funny to see him and Rikishi, and he's like 10 minutes. He hardly talks. He's just staring at the camera with his sunglasses like tilted down. And then he gives the Rock Bottom to Rikishi.
Don't act like you don't know what it's called.
Well, I wanted to say pile driver.
Just to recap, you have a problem with Pokemon Go.
I know.
Yeah.
Just like, you're, don't
I
tell
think
me.
I've even drawn this comparison recently to wrestling and Pokemon Go. So everyone's got their thing, right? So anyway, The Rock, kudos to you, because if I did watch that back in the day when he was doing that, and
heck yeah,
never would I have thought that he would be the number one highest paid actor.
Neither did he.
So pretty amazing to see what
it's
you can do.
It's weird when you look at like him and Hogan, because like him, Hogan was The Rock before.
Right. In movies. And
And the Hogan went on to do like, He never reached this level.
He tried, but he never.
He was like the highest like merchandise sales forever.
Yeah.
And then Austin came in and was like smashing records.
Mr. Nanny, right?
Suburban Commando. Three Ninjas Kickback.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a kickback. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, kudos, sir. Number 8, The Infiltrator. That's the Bryan Cranston movie that
I
just came out.
I wanted to check that out.
It's solid. I've seen it.
Is it?
It's nothing special. The performances are good. It was an interesting little thriller, especially since it's based on a true story. But nothing that you need to rush out and see.
Okay, I just want to ask. So it's interesting. So I saw the trailer for that a couple times before movies I saw recently, and I didn't know what to make of it because, like, I really like Bryan Cranston, but like the movie just seemed really low budget and just kind of weird the way it was filmed. Like, I just didn't know like whether or not to take it seriously. It didn't look like a real production, you know. It kind of looked like
it was a good looking
handheld digital type.
It was clearly a lower budget, but it didn't look cheap.
No, okay,
I didn't think
so. It's worth checking out. All right, I might have to do that. I just wasn't sure.
That's the poster that everybody was like, the Stan Lee story.
It's pretty funny. It's perfect. So The Infiltrator made $4.7 million opening weekend. Not a huge box office. I don't have a budget on it, but again, I think it's pretty low. What do you think? $30 million, if you had to guess?
At most, yeah.
$20 million? I mean, you can tell it's, not to say it's bad because of it, but you can tell it's a little bit the more art house side.
They didn't even use real cocaine. That's how low budget this movie was.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just sugar.
Yeah.
Flour. Yeah. Just flour.
Yeah.
And they got it at Aldi's.
Yeah, it's a big part of your budget.
Super. I was there yesterday. It's like 69 cents
for cocaine.
No, for flour.
Kevin's like, you buy it. We're going into the drug dealing business.
Like, no,
that's a deal.
Don't think you should say that. So anyway, don't have a budget on that, but I'm sure it's not too bad for what it is. Number 9, The BFG. Talk about a big budget movie that has dropped pretty quickly. $3.6 million, a 54% drop in week 3. It's only at $47 million domestic for the Disney-Spielberg team-up.
Yeah, so that should make you feel better about yourself there, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. $11 million foreign. You're at $56 million worldwide on a $140 million budget.
Has he ever had a flop like that?
Oh, sure.
Has he?
Oh, 1941.
Yeah, but was that a massive budget?
Yes.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
And I think Hook, I don't think Hook was a hit. I think Hook underperformed.
Oh, don't you badmouth Hook.
Hook
was $300 million on a $70 million budget.
Really?
$300.
But that's international, right? That's everything. That's not.
$119 on a $70 million domestic.
I just remember when it came out, it seemed like people were like, ooh, swing and a miss.
No, that's a crap load of money.
Yeah. Like, that's a swing and a, I'll take a
yeah,
I'll
300 take a, on a yeah. 70.
I'll take that swing and a miss.
If you look at his lifetime gross chart, E.T. number one with $435 million.
What's his last one?
The last one is The Sugarland Express, $7.5 million.
That's his very first feature film.
Oh, that doesn't count.
So, yeah, $7.5 million. And okay,
it's a good movie too.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Empire of the Sun, $22 million.
He did Empire of the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh.
So $22 million, but that was 1987 too. So I mean,
that was one of his one for me's. You know,
But he's already, he's like five movies into his career. He's like, no, this one's for me.
Oh, no, 87. That's not five. No.
I guess that's true.
He's a household name household at that name, point. Yeah,
okay. 19, he can get a one for me at that point.
Yeah. 1941 was $31 million domestic on a $35 million budget. $60 million foreign, so ended up with 92 on a 35, but...
Not but awful. Not what they thought it was.
No, right. Not at all. So should have been much more. But yeah, the BFG, I mean, I don't know. The funny thing is you used to think that if you put Disney on a movie, that it would automatically just make hundreds of millions of dollars.
You could still say that.
Well, I mean, usually. But yeah, what I'm saying is it doesn't guarantee it anymore. It's kind of like Pixar with The Good Dinosaur being their first flop, actually, you know. It's just interesting how I think, again, that's a sign that the times are changing. There's just so much media out there. You don't have to go to the theater. And rounding out the top 10, Independence Day Resurgence brought in $3.3 million. That's a 58% drop in week four. It's still under $100 million domestic. It's just shy of $99
million. they're begging.
They're going to send it to the $1.50 show.
Yeah.
We just want to get to $100
million. Just give it to
$100. One guy would just pay $2 million to see this movie, we'll put it to the dollar show.
Joe might do it.
No, we won't.
Well, think of all that money you saved on flour and cocaine.
That's
and
true, yeah. 69 cents a pound. It was great. Yeah. 69 cents a kilo. Jeez. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Wow. But foreign, Independence Day foreign, $215 million. So it's at $311.5 million worldwide on a $165 million budget. So
yikes.
They doubled their budget effectively.
They still might get a third one.
I did not see that coming. I mean,
I hope we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
I guess that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table and people can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brack.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you can find us on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on Facebook at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Your homework assignment, you can go to iTunes and download, rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And it helps us tremendously and we greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
So that's it for this episode. Coming up on the next episode, we will tackle Ghostbusters in depth. Until Woo! Then... You've been warned.
Late in the evening, she's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup. She brushes her short black hair. And then she'll ask me, do I look all right? And I said, no, biatch, you look horrible tonight. Don't go anywhere, Vicky. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this, because the world wants to sing it to you. Abuse all your power, waste everybody's time. You dress like a hooker. It's not the expensive kind. So get your ass to the airport. Take a one-way because, biatch, you look horrible tonight. I said, biatch, you look horrible tonight.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.